the book of Proverbs chapter 1. So how many of you read the book of Proverbs every day? A chapter a day, because here's the thing. There's 31 chapters, and like typically, I know there's the ones that are 30, ones that are 28. There's one that's 28, just so you know. And so a lot of months have 31 days of the month. And so a lot of people, what they do is like whatever day of the month it is, they'll read that proverb. And I think that's awesome. If you're doing that, keep doing that, okay? Keep doing that. It'll help you out. It'll help your life. So we probably heard that Proverbs is helpful for your life, but why? Let's look at what Solomon has to say about why he even wrote the book. We'll hear about that, talk a little bit about it, and then why it's so helpful. We'll talk about that today. So let's read it. Chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So today, we're going to talk about how you, even as a young person, even as a 12-year-old or a teenager, even as a young person, can have uncommon sense. Uncommon sense. We'll talk about that today. Let's pray first. Lord, we love you, and Lord, we're thankful that you allow us to be here at church. Lord, we thank you for these young people that came to your house, Lord, to learn about you and to learn of you and to fellowship with each other. And Lord, I just pray that you would use every part of today, Lord, be with Sunday school, be with the church service to come. But Lord, I thank you for your word. Thank you that you speak to us through it and help us to learn something about you today and about ourselves. And help us to be attentive and pay attention and learn something about you today. We love you, praise you, Christ and I pray, amen. Okay, so we live in a world in which people seem to be more and more losing or maybe never even developed common sense, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah, common sense. It's the basic ability to perceive, understand, and judge things which are shared by nearly all people and can be reasonably expected of nearly all people without any need for debate. Okay, that was a lot. I'll read it one more time. Common sense is the basic ability to perceive, understand, and judge things which are shared by nearly all people and can be reasonably expected of nearly all people without any need for debate. What do you mean by that, Brother Jeff? Basically, it's stuff that you should already know. For example, you should know that you shouldn't iron your clothes like while you're wearing them, right? You should know that. Like if I say, Anna, go iron your clothes. And then you go over there, plug in the thing, get your iron, okay, burn yourself. Seen it happen. It's happened. I've seen it at Bible college.
It's okay. Not that I iron my clothes.
Also, don't burn yourself with that. You'll burn yourself with. Also, it's common sense that you don't iron your clothes like on the floor. Seen that happen. There's a lot of iron-shaped burns on the carpets of Heartland Baptist Bible College all over the place. Also, you should know that when you wash your clothes, like I tell you, hey, go wash your clothes. You should probably put soap in it, right? Common sense. You should know these things, right? You should know if someone says, go cut a potato, they shouldn't tell you to peel it first because then you'll cut it and then you'll have all these pieces of potato with skin that you have to cut off individually. Seen that happen? It happens. Common sense. People should know these things, right? There's things you tell them, go do something, and you think, all right, they'll know how to do it. There'll be steps. There's things that we accept as common knowledge, right? Common sense. Well, how do you learn common sense? You need to be aware of the world around you, right? You need to actually think about something before you do it and while you're doing it, okay? It'll help you in life. When you do something, think about what you're doing. Because like this is what happened to the iron guy who ironed his own clothes on stuff. He said, okay, sure. I'll go iron my clothes. Didn't think about it. He knew. He's ironed before. Irons are hot, right? That's how you get the wrinkles out. He knew that. He knew that when hot things touch your skin, it hurts a lot. He knew that his clothes are very close to his body. But he did not think about any of that before he went into it. And while he was doing it, I just think about it. Like, I've woken up really early, you know, and you have to iron. So I can see someone be like, okay, get it. And then about here is when you're like, no, I'm not gonna. It's hot. He wasn't even thinking during it, because that he didn't have common sense, right? So if you think about something before you do it and while you're doing it, and you're aware of your surroundings, aware of the world around you, aware of society, aware of certain life skills that this world will teach you, then you'll do well and you'll have common sense. You can save yourself a lot of pain, right? And a lot of problems. And you can save other people a lot of frustration, because isn't it annoying when people don't have common sense? It's like, why did you not know that? You know, you should know that. It's frustrating, right? So you can save yourself a lot of pain and a lot of problems, and you can save other people a lot of frustration and really a lot of laughs, like we're doing right now, if you just became more aware of the world around you and you thought about what you were doing before you did it. Okay, that's common sense. The common sense, it will help you in this life, but common sense really isn't enough, is it? You know everything, you can know everything there is to know about the world around you. You can have all of the wit in the world. You can have all the degrees in the world. You can have the best job in the world, and you can still lack wisdom. Even though there are many who seem to lack common sense in this world, we still live in a world that emphasizes being skilled when it comes to athletics and medicine and technology and construction and academics and so much more, all those different life skills, that we live in a world that emphasizes those things. But it's not so concerned that you're skilled morally, is it? Nope. They don't really care whether or not you're skilled at life, at living life. We live in a world that is much more concerned about what you can do than who you are. And that's dangerous. We live in a world that's very dangerous when you have a world that is concerned about whether or not you're performing well. They're concerned about performing tasks at work, but aren't very good at living life. That's a problem. It's scary. You can look around and see that most people, they don't know how to live. Many can hold a job, but they can't seem to hold a marriage together. Many can avoid bankruptcy, but can't seem to avoid drugs, can they? Many can't seem to stay away from alcohol. There are many that can't seem to talk without saying bad words or tearing others down. There are many who can't seem to work without cheating. It's common to be skilled at a trade, but it is more and more uncommon to be skilled at life. You'll see it in your lifetime. You'll see it just digress more and more, that it's going to become more and more uncommon to be skilled at living this life the way that God wants us to live it. It's not really common sense that we need, is it? If you really think about it, at our core, it's not really common sense that we need. We need something that will help us to live differently than what is common in our world. We need something that will help us to avoid the many problems of life that are so common to our world. And you look around and there's problems everywhere, in every walk of life. You can have the people that are you know, begging for money and need a job, and those people, and all the way up, the spectrum, all the way up to the very rich. And there are problems of life, problems in living, in every facet of life, every walk of life. It's because they don't have a skill at life. They're not skilled in living. What we need is uncommon sense. We need biblical and godly wisdom. And in the book of Proverbs, mankind has a book full of wisdom from the wisest man to ever live. In verse 1, it says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel." God asked Solomon, you can read this in I believe it's 1 Kings. You can read about Solomon who God said, "Look, you can have anything that you want. Anything that you want." And this is what he asked for. He asked for wisdom. He asked for God's wisdom. And so God gave that to him, and God made him the wisest man. The Bible says that Solomon was the wisest man to have ever lived and probably ever will have lived from then until now, except for Christ. Solomon is the most wise person that's ever lived this earth, walked this earth. And we have a book written by him himself in the book of Proverbs. But what is wisdom? Jim Berg, there's a book called Change It to His Image. I don't know if you've heard of that book. It's awesome. You should read it. It'll help you a lot. Maybe we'll get into that later. But He defines wisdom as knowing the right next response. And he gives an illustration of like an intersection. And you see that there's cars coming this way and cars coming this way. And there's like a traffic jam and everything. And you have the guy who's in the helicopter. And he can see the whole thing. And he can see exactly what's going on. He can see the traffic jam. He can see the accident at the intersection and why everything's backed up. And people will think, well, that guy, he's the wise one, right? Because he knows all there is to know about this thing. He knows what caused the accident. He knows which cars were involved. He knows why everyone's backed up. But that's not really wisdom. That's knowledge. Wisdom is knowing the right next response. Wisdom is the guy in the dashboard who's looking through, and you're driving, and you just see everyone stopping. What's the wise thing to do? Stop. Right? The next response there is just to stop. You don't know exactly what's going on. You don't know why everyone's stopping. You don't know all the ins and outs of the accident or anything. But you know, look, this thing, it's the traffic stopping. I need to stop. And that's wisdom. You might not know everything there is to know about life, but if you just know the right next response and you follow the next response, that's wisdom. Solomon chose to share his wisdom with his son by means of proverbs. So what's a proverb? The word means to be like something or compared to something. So it's kind of like, you know what a simile is? You made it through. Similes, metaphors, like as, those things, comparisons. Okay. So a proverb is a statement that makes a comparison or summarizes a common experience. Okay. They're like an object lesson. You know that? Object lessons? In the Proverbs, there's lots of object lessons. That life is like this. Life is like a man who's plowing a field and he needs to get his field ready before he harvests it. And there's all kinds of different object lessons where Solomon uses life experiences to show wisdom. Okay, that's what the Proverbs are. So what's the point? Well, Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs for several reasons. So you'll see in our text, but it's all really summed up into two main reasons in verse 2. And then he explains those two main reasons from verse 3 to 6. Okay? So the first reason Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs was to help his son, it's right there, to know wisdom and instruction. That's the first reason that he wrote the book of Proverbs. The word know here is more than to just hear about it and know what you heard. Okay? It's experiential. It's experiential knowledge. It's like you have to experience it to know it. You know what I'm talking about? There are things in life where you can tell somebody about the Grand Canyon. You can sit there and look at the Grand Canyon. Oh, that's really cool. And then you can go back and tell someone, I was at the Grand Canyon today, and it was awesome. It was huge and massive. And you can use any words in the English language you want, but until someone has been there and seen the Grand Canyon, they really don't know the Grand Canyon. Does that make sense? That's the kind of knowledge he's talking about, where it's experiential knowledge, that it's not enough just to know people who are wise. Like, you have your parents, you have church leaders, you have other adults in the church that are wise and know things about life, and it's not enough just to hear it from them. It's not enough even just to read the book of Proverbs, but you have to experience it yourself. You have to know and experience wisdom on your own, and that's why we have the book of Proverbs. We talked a little bit already about wisdom, but the word wisdom in verse 2, it literally means a skill. It means a skill. It's used, the same word is used in the book of Exodus, talking about people that were wise with their hands. So what does that mean? They were skilled with their hands. They were able to do different things. They had skills with their hands. It's also used about talking about sailors who are wise at sea, who they're skilled out in the ocean, and they know the sea, and they're skilled at it, and they've trained, and they know all about the sea, and they have a skill at sea. Well, the wisdom you'll find in the book of Proverbs is, like we talked about, it's the skill of living. It's a skill of living this life, of knowing about this life and how to live this life. Just like the people that are wise with their hands, they know how to do some woodworking, they know how to do blacksmith thing, they know how to sew different things and spin different things, and they're wise with their hands and they know how to do it. Well, the Proverbs and the wisdom in Proverbs is how to know and how to know how to live this life and understand the inner workings of this life and to be good at living this life, skilled at it. That's what we're going to learn about. It's a skill that we talked about before that many in this world, they lack severely. Like, many have common sense, many have trade skills, but many lack the skill of living. It's frustrating, isn't it? When you live this life, but you don't know how to live. It's frustrating. When you're in a situation and you don't know how to handle it, and then you handle it your own way, and then it blows up in your face. It's frustrating when you can't live life. Look, you can be the best video game player of all time. You could. I was pretty good. You can be the best basketball player, the best football player, the smartest student in school, but none of that matters if you're not skilled in living. There are a lot of athletes that get kicked out because they're not skilled in living. You guys know them. There are a lot of people that have scholarships to major universities for their academics, and then they're not skilled in living, and they lose it. There are people that actually do get to have the education and live that life, but then they're not skilled in living, and it looks like on the outside they're doing good, and they're loving life, and their life is fulfilled, but they're not skilled in living. And on the inside, their life is terrible. It's true. The only thing that matters, the only skill that that's needful in this life is to know how to live. And most young people, and even adults, don't know how to live. And when you don't have a certain skill, how do you get that skill? How do you get it? Well, you normally go to a school, right? Like a trade school, or you watch YouTube, right? See this? Yeah, YouTube. Just saying, I'm not a painter. Anyway, you watch YouTube, you learn, you talk to somebody who knows the skill, right? You talk to somebody who knows how to do carpentry. You talk to somebody who knows how to paint. You talk to somebody who knows how to cut out cool camels. You talk about people who know what they're doing, right? And whatever skill you want, you find someone who's good at it, and you learn that skill from them, right? Well, you need to learn that skill. The book of Proverbs, God gave us the book of Proverbs so that we could learn the skill of living life. And Solomon went on to elaborate more about what that means in verse 3. This is when he explains the first reason for the book of Proverbs. He says, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. The word wisdom there. So you're trying to receive the instruction of wisdom. The word wisdom there, it's actually a different word than the word wisdom in verse 2. It means something different. It means to be prudent. It means to be able to look ahead. Like when you're doing something, remember I said to look ahead before you think about it? Well, it's learning to look ahead. And some people think they can look ahead because they've like observed other people's lives and stuff. But listen, we don't know. We're people and we're frail and we can't know what's going on. But the Proverbs, it talks about what God says will happen if you make certain decisions and what won't happen if you make certain decisions. And that's really the only authority we can go by, isn't it? And so wisdom there means to be prudent, to be able to look ahead. It'll help you learn the easy way. You could learn the easy way. Ever heard that? You could learn the easy way or you can learn the hard way. Don't learn the hard way. You don't have to. The book of Proverbs is given so that we don't have to learn the hard way. It tells us how life works, and you can just read the Proverbs and you won't have to make the decisions that mess your life up and learn the hard way. You can learn the easy way. You can look around and see the turmoil that many of our world faces today, and you don't have to join them. You don't have to be part of that. I know it seems like, look, that's just inevitable. That's what everyone does. Everyone's life eventually will crumble around them. It's just going to happen. I don't know when. You don't have to live that way. You don't have to learn that way. That's why we have the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs can help you avoid them. The next aspect of skillful living that he's talking about here is justice, right? Wisdom, justice. Justice means to do right according to a standard. It's not enough just to do what you think is right. Because we'll justify ourselves. Sometimes we think we know what's right, and we really truly do. And we're not trying to go against the rules. We're not trying to break any rules. We're not trying to do things wrong. And we really do think we know this is what I'm supposed to do. And then you find out that wasn't it. That wasn't the right thing to do. And then you have to suffer the consequences of that. But the book of Proverbs gives us a standard. It helps us to know what actually is right and what is actually wrong. And by the way, the whole Bible is for that. Is to show us what is actually right and what is actually wrong. And who else can we trust aside from God? God, who created life, will show us what is right in this life to do and what is wrong in this life to do. And if you read the Proverbs, this book of Solomon says the book of Proverbs is written so that you can receive the instruction of wisdom and justice and so that you can follow and do right by a standard. It helps us establish the proper standard so that we can do what's right according to God's standard, which is never wrong. He's never wrong. Even sometimes it seems like, no, that's not a big deal, but I'm just telling you, if you follow the way that God has, you'll never regret it. And sometimes you'll think, I can just bend here and do whatever. I'm just telling you that it'll eventually blow up, and he doesn't need to. Just follow with God's standard. He gives it to us. The next one is judgment. It's kind of similar. It just means to know how to make right decisions. And the book of Proverbs can help us to learn discernment and like in the specific areas of life, what to do and what not to do. And then equity, to be morally upright, to do what is right, to live for God and not for yourself. These are all the things that we can't figure out on our own, and we're people. You have to understand that apart from God, you don't know how to live this life. And many think they do, but you just don't. You might think you have everything figured out, but if you haven't learned how to live life from the one who created life, it's not going to go well in the long run. And it might go well for a couple days or a week or even years, but I'm just telling you, it's not going to go well in the long run if you don't learn how to live life from the one who created life. We need to learn how to live life from God because we are simple. Just like verse 4 talks about. It says, to give subtlety to the simple. Remember that word subtlety? You probably heard subtle before. Remember in the Garden of Eden? Satan, the serpent, was more subtle than any beast of the field. What that means is he was clever and he was smarter and he was able to outwit them. But you can be subtle without being sinful. Subtle is not a bad word. It just means to be clever. And you can know the ins and outs of this life and live this life in a clever way to where you don't get yourself into trouble and you don't ruin your life. You can do that. And you can have subtlety even to those that are simple. I just want you to know you're simple. And I'm simple. Whether you realize it or not, that's you. Simple means ignorant. It means untaught. It means you can really go either way. You can go bad or you can go right. You're right there on the premise. You're like on the fence. And there's good over here and there's the right way and there's the wrong way. And you're ignorant and untaught and you can go either way. It's not a bad thing to be simple. But you have to make sure you're listening and learning from the right people. When you're ignorant, you're untaught. And someone's going to teach you. And it's either going to be the way of the world, which will not end well for you, or it'll be the way of God, who wrote life and invented life and gave us life and created life. And he knows how to live this life. And so you can learn from the world or you can learn from God, but you're simple. You need to be taught. Proverbs was written to give subtlety to the simple. So you have a choice. You have a choice to hear. He's devoted this whole Bible, and specifically even the book of Proverbs specifically, to give you skill in living. And you have a choice. It says right here, verse 5, a wise man, he will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. You have a choice to hear and to read the book of Proverbs and increase in learning. You have that choice. It's right there before you. The Bible is easily accessible. I just gave away a Bible. They're not that expensive. You can go to a dollar store in most places and get a Bible for really cheap. And we're really blessed because that wasn't always the case. But we have easy access to the Bible and we have no excuse not to be able to hear. We have the choice to hear, to read the book of Proverbs and increase learning and become more skilled in living this life and to learn the easy way and to avoid a lot of problems and pain in the future. And if you do so, verse 5 says that you're wise. You'd be a wise person. You can be a teenager and wise. It happens. I know people that, I don't know if I was, but I know other people who were teenagers and they were wise and they're happy for it. You know how they did that? They stayed in the Bible and it helped them to be wise. They chose to hear and increase learning. Learn how to live life from God. Learn how to live life from God. You don't have to learn the hard way. Don't learn the hard way. Learn how to live life from God. So the first reason Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs was to teach his son how to live life, right? That was the first reason. The second reason Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs was to teach his son to perceive. In verse 2, he says, to know wisdom and instruction, that's what we talked about, and to perceive the words of understanding. That's the second reason he wrote it. It literally means, the word perceive means to separate mentally, to perceive the words of understanding, to mentally separate the insights of life. Like the deep things of life, to be able to mentally separate them and inspect them and know them. So Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs to help his son to learn how to live life. That's what we talked about. And he wrote to learn how to understand life. That you can learn how to live life and be skilled at it, and you can understand how it works and learn how to understand life. He expounded on that in verse 6. So we did 3 through 5. That was explaining the first reason. Now verse 6. He says, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. He says, to understand a proverb. So as you continue to read the book of Proverbs, they will get easier and easier to understand. You'll be able to understand them eventually. Like at first, it's not going to come to you, but the more you read them, the more you read them, the more you'll be able to understand the Proverbs, and you'll know more about this life. As you continue to read, they'll become easier, and you'll be able to interpret them, because your thought processes, the way that you think, the way that you understand things will begin to change. They will. As you begin to read, just stick with it. You'll begin to start thinking right. Right now, probably you're not always thinking right. I know I'm not always thinking right. But the more you read, the more you read the Bible, the more you read especially the book of Proverbs, it'll help you to start thinking right. And then the Proverbs, which seem like they were dark sayings, that's what it says there. When it says dark sayings, that means like things that are hard to understand, things that I don't get. And the words of the wise, like what these people that they're, these wise things that the Proverbs are saying, they're like dark sayings to me, and I can't see them. I'm reading them, but they make no sense to me. But as you continue to read them, as you understand the Proverbs and you read through them, you'll begin to think right, and you'll begin to be able to understand the Proverbs and their interpretation as you continue to read them. As you continue reading Proverbs and not only know them by hearing them, but know them by experiencing them, you'll find that you'll learn to live life better, to live life better, and to understand life better. It'll just come. You'll think, well, what do I need to do? Just read the book of Proverbs and start applying it. And you'll just see it. You won't have to do anything. You'll just see it, that you'll start to be able to live life better and understand life better. So the book of Proverbs has a lot to offer, doesn't it? I mean, it really is what we want. Especially as teenagers, as getting from a child to an adult. That's the point. That's the point. That we're bringing you from being a child, thinking like a child, acting like a child, to becoming eventually an adult. And that's what you need to know. To go from a child to an adult, you need to know how to live life and how to understand life. And that's exactly what the Proverbs gives you. It has a lot to offer you, and you can avoid a lot of problems, and your life can be so much better, and you'll be so much thankful if you do what the Proverbs tell you to do, and you read, and you'll hear. It has a lot to offer. And it had a lot to offer Solomon's son. That's who he was writing to. Solomon was writing to his son. And Solomon's son, he had a choice. He can start to learn to know and to understand life by fearing the Lord. Or he can be a fool by rejecting the wisdom and instruction that his father was giving him. He said in verse 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." You can read the Proverbs all you want. You can read them and read them and read them, but they are all based upon a fear of God. Not fear as in like, I'm terrified of what God's going to do to me if I don't follow these. That's not what he's talking about. Like God's up there with the hammer, and if you don't follow these Proverbs, bam! That's not what he's trying to do. He's not like that. Fear is having a sense to know who God is and fearing him and respecting him and reverencing him, knowing that he's the one that created life and God knows best and I don't know best. And if I have a reverential awe for God, for who he is, and that he's speaking to me in the book of Proverbs, I want to listen to it. And you have to know, you have to have a sovereign respect for God as you read these Proverbs. And you have to make this choice before you read. Whatever God tells me to do, that's what I'm going to do. Because he's God, and he knows better than me. That's what it means to fear the Lord. To have a reverential respect for God, to know he knows better than me, and whatever he says, I'm going to do that. You can read the Proverbs and be like, that's cool, that's awesome, and not even think about, yeah, I'm going to do what that says. It's not going to help you. You need to understand that he knows best, and that what he says to do in the Proverbs, as well as the rest of the Bible, will always be best for you. You could know the Proverbs mentally and not know them experientially, like we talked about. You could know them, you can hear people talk about them, and you can know them by hearing it and by reading it and know them mentally, but not know them experientially, and that's not why he wrote these. He wrote the Proverbs so that you can know them experientially and do them and follow them and understand them. You can have every one of them memorized. You can have the whole book of Proverbs memorized. That'd be really hard because there's no like flow of thought or anything. But you can do it. I mean, if you really thought about it, you can memorize the book of Proverbs. But unless you act upon them with a fear of God in your life and in your heart, there'll be no help to you at all unless you follow them. Because Solomon's son, he had a choice. Fear God or despise wisdom and instruction. Fear God or be a fool. Follow the book of Proverbs or be a fool. It's one of those two things. That's not my words. I'm not choosing to call you a fool. That's not where I am. That's the words of the Bible that says, this is right in front of you. This is right in front of you. The answers to knowing life and the answers to understanding life is right here in this book of the Bible. And you have them in front of you. And you have a choice. And if you don't follow them, then this is what the Bible says. You're a fool. And it just makes sense, doesn't it? That if you have the answers right there and you don't follow them, what else would you be? They're right there in front of you. So you have a choice. So this is what I want to do. I know some of you, like I said, you probably read a chapter of the Proverbs every day. That's awesome. Keep doing that. I'm not telling you to stop that at all. I'm totally for that. But what I am going to ask you to do is read one chapter every day each week. The same one. Read the same chapter every day each week, and the next week, we'll talk about it. Does that work? I'm not going to preach through them all. Like I said, it's just too crazy. You can do it. Pastor Gaddis does it. He's the man. I'm not him, and I have other things I'm going to preach. But I do know this, that the Proverbs were written, and that they'll help your life if you read them and understand them. And so if from this week to next week, read chapter 1. We only did the first 7 verses, so there's a total of 33. Read all 33 verses of chapter 1 every day this week, okay? And, I mean, you don't have to. I mean, I'm not going to, jump down your throat if you don't, because that's not my job. But here's what happens. This is what I know, that if you don't read them when they're right there in front of you, you're a fool, which is what the Bible says. And so if you read chapter 1 every day, it'll help your life, I promise you. And I, honestly, seriously, I'm being totally serious. If you don't do it, I don't hate you. I don't look down on you. I don't anything like that. I don't think you're a terrible person. This is what I know, that if you do it, it's going to help you. Because that's what it says. So read the first chapter, the same one. I know you'll be like, I already understand it. I want you to know, you don't understand it all. Okay? You can read it thousands of times, you don't understand. So read the first chapter every day for the week. And then next week, we'll talk about it. And what I want to do is, we'll do that every week. So then we'll talk about chapter 1, and then I'll preach in Luke. And then we'll answer some questions, like I said, that you guys submit. And then the next week, you'll read chapter 2 every day, right? And then we'll come back and we'll talk about chapter 2. And it'll be called Uncommon Sense. I love that. Because people have a lot of sense, but they have worldly sense. They don't have godly sense, right? And the worldly sense, the wisdom that's from this world, that's not from above, it'll get you by, but your life will not be what it needs to be. There's uncommon. It's not common for people to do this, but it's the best thing for you. And so it's uncommon sense from the book of Proverbs, wisdom from above. And if we do that every week, I promise you, your life will be better for it. It will. Okay? Sound good? So just let me plead with you as someone who cares about you and wants you to do good and want your life to go well. Just let God teach you about life, and please don't learn the hard way, okay? You don't have to. Let God teach you about life. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much. Lord, we're so thankful for your church. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for the book of Proverbs, Lord, that we can learn how to live this life the way that you'd have us to live it, and just to understand this life. Lord, I pray that you would help us as we read the book of Proverbs to understand. And Lord, help us to remember things and help the discussions to go well and beneficial. And I just pray that you be with the youth class, Lord, that you would continue to bless and help these teens to be able to grow closer to you throughout the class, Lord. And we pray for the service to come. Pray that your hand would be upon it. Love you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.